أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained all His great favors upon the mankind and particularly the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as they appreciate to appreciate that and making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, so remember me. Make shukr to me by remembering me. And when a person remembers Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you. And Allah Ta'ala remembers everyone all the time. The explanation of this is when we remember Allah Ta'ala with His obedience, then Allah remembers us with His favors and His great, great in'amat. And when we are engaged in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah still remembers us, but then by warnings, reprimand, and may Allah save us by punishment, then Allah remembers us. So we should remember Allah. The dhikr of Allah is a very, very great ibadat. The dhikr of Allah is such that Allah remembers the dhikr in Malayil A'la. That is in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, which is supermost, the malaika, etc. And Allah boasts that this person is remembering me in front of the malaika. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says with that dhikr, remembering Allah Ta'ala, washkuru li, or ihsan manu mera, and make shukr to me, acknowledge my favors upon you. A person should take out time to think of the great favors of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. As we are sitting here now too, what great favors we are enjoying, that we are sitting comfortably, we are breathing in, breathing out, our brains, heart, everything is in order, innumerable favors. And the real favors that we have got Iman, Islam, that we have made our namaz, the innumerable favors of Allah. But if we think, what, for which favor did we make shukr? Do we make shukr for the favor of Iman and Islam? Do we make shukr that Allah brought us here for Fajr? It is not on our own that we have come. Are we thankful to Allah Ta'ala? Allah, it is the command of Allah that makes shukr. And when you make shukr, even if it was that Allah does not increase His ni'mat, Allah is so kind that you make shukr and I will increase my ni'mat upon you. Whatever we make shukr for, Allah Ta'ala increases that ni'mat. But even if it wasn't, but we have to say, we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If somebody does us a favor, we say, Jazakallah, we appreciate it. It isn't that we want more favors from that person, but it is just natural. It's a human human quality. If we are humans, that we tell that person, Jazakallah, you did this favor for me. Not that we expect more favors. So Allah's favors which He did to us, we should make shukr to Him. Then Allah is so merciful, when we make shukr, He increases that ni'mat. Whichever, if we make shukr for our health, Allah will increase us in our health. We make shukr for our income, even if it is, we feel it's not sufficient, it's not a big income. But we make shukr, Allah will increase that. We make shukr of our present conditions which we find ourselves in, having come for namaz, etc. Allah will increase and give us more tawfiq of our namaz, our deen. And we will be able to practice more. The more we make shukr, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will bless us with all the understanding of deen, to practice upon deen. Allah will make us His favorites. So shukr is a very great ibadah. Just to make it more clear for ourselves, for example, our wives cook for us every day. They put food on the table, on the dastarkhan we eat. They see to the washing of our clothes, everything, the ironing of it, the house, our children they look after the house. but just ask ourselves, did we ever tell them Jazakallah? Did we ever show appreciation? But if they make one mistake, something wrong, then how angry we become. And many things, it is their favor also, not their duty. They are doing more than their duty, but we don't make any shukr whatsoever. So, and a person who doesn't make shukr, even animals make shukr. Animals, we show kindness to them, they also show the kind, their shukr. In Trinidad, one island which is with Trinidad, Tobago, there was one person who was sitting on the shore of the sea, and by the waves, one of the fish had gone into a little puddle of water out of the sea. So it was restless, it can't find its peace there. This person understood that, he took a stick or something and he pushed it into the sea. Immediately it swam away and it went to its safety and security. After a little while it came back again, wagged its tail, saying thank you, that you saved me, you put me back into the sea. So even animals show appreciation. And all other animals, we give some cats water, we give some birds food, they also show their appreciation. But we as Ashraful Makhlukat to Allah, and Allah's favors are not that we deserve anything. It is merely the favors and the kindness of Allah, but we don't show appreciation. Also it is narrated, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who doesn't make shukr to mankind will not be able to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. First we must make shukr to mankind. An-nas is all of man. That is whole humanity. Whoever does a favor to us, we should just appreciate it and show that appreciation. And one explanation the ulama give, that Allah does not accept the shukr we make to Him until we make shukr to mankind first. If we don't make shukr, for example, to our wives, we don't make shukr to anyone who does a favor to us, then we make shukr to Allah, that shukr is not accepted by Allah. First make shukr to those who have been the means for that ni'mat coming to you. So shukr is a very great ibadat. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ or نَا شُكْرِ مَتْ كَرُوا and don't be unthankful. And shukr is, first we acknowledge it in the heart. Secondly, we express it verbally. And thirdly, we use that ni'mat for what it is meant. Whatever Allah has given us, He has given us money, not to use it in haram, for example. Not to use it in extravagance and waste it. Use it in the proper way, that is the true shukr of that ni'mat. Allah gave us a car, whatever, a good car, a cheap car, whatever kind Allah gave us, the shukr of it, use it in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Don't use it now for in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us our hands, for example. Use it to pet a person who has done a little child, an orphan, who put your hand over his head, etc. That hand, don't use it to slap your wife, for example, or to abuse other people. Whatever ni'mat Allah has given us, use it in the correct way. That is the true the appreciation. Allah gave us our bodies. We are healthy and fit. To appreciate, to make shukr, is that we come for namaz, for example. We observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And the nashukri is that we go to wrong places. We don't come to namaz, then we aren't making any shukr. We can be sitting at home and make lot of shukr to Allah. You gave us this body. We are fit, we are healthy, we can walk easily, we can do what we want to, and we are not coming for namaz, then that is not shukr. Shukr is use it for what Allah Ta'ala has given us, and وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ and don't be unthankful that it goes to the height that you, all these ni'mats of Allah, He gave us the Qibla and we don't face the Qibla. He gave us the Quran and we don't read Quran. And we don't connect ourselves with Quran. He gave us our Nabi and we don't read Durood on our Nabi. We don't follow in the tariqah of our Nabi. So that is all Allah says, don't make that na-shukri. And with shukr, your ni'mat will increase. And if we don't make shukr, that ni'mat is decreased. And then it must not happen, it's taken away completely. If we don't make shukr on iman, it must not also happen that our iman is taken away. We don't make shukr on the houses Allah has given us. It must not happen one day that we are deprived of our houses also. Whatever ni'mat Allah has given us, make the true shukr, appreciate it in the heart, express it verbally and use it for the right purpose for what it is meant. Then Allah Ta'ala will increase us. May Allah let us appreciate this great, great teachings of the Quran Sharif and bring it in our lives and live accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.